Blog Talk Radio.
There it is. Ooh, it is this month. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. We're so glad that you're joining us today. Thanks for joining our weekly Sunday show of Free Psychic Readings with me and Miss Nina. We love answering your questions or at least put you on the right path. Remember to always be positive. Nothing in this world is promised but birth and death. So in between, let's make the best of it, y'all, with understanding, communication, and above all, love. One question per caller. We'd like to give everybody a chance to ask a question or give validation on a previous reading. We really appreciate that. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. Miss Nina is our Reiki master, teacher, minister, photographer, and she's also the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. You can contact Nina at www.nina.essence2@gmail.com. That's Nina, period, E-S-S-E-N-C-E, number two, little s, at gmail.com. You can, for a more in-depth reading, you can go also to www.theessenceofsuccess.com. At the top of the page, you'll see intuitive reading. Click on that. Just to let you know, my website is going through some new construction, so I would say if you can, get in touch with Nina. She'll let me know. Or either you can go on the Facebook page, The Essence of Success Network, and shoot me a message. Okay, let's bring Miss Nina on. Good afternoon, Miss Nina.
Good afternoon. Fun. I hope you all had a wonderful Easter and that spring is springing in your area.
Yes, most definitely. Most definitely. Well, are there any announcements? I don't have any birthdays or anything this week. You?
I do. My best friend in the whole world, Kathy, her birthday is tomorrow. I love you, Kath. I hope you have a great birthday.
Happy birthday, Kathy.
Oh, the ones I used to look after all the time, but only look after sometimes now. Sienna is going to be 11 tomorrow. Now, I can't believe that. But happy birthday, Sienna. I love you.
Happy birthday.
And that's it. Then the new moon coming up on Thursday, right, Lennis?
Yes, ma'am, the 7th. It sure is. The new moon is 4-7, and you also want to mark on your calendars the full moon, which we'll discuss that too when it gets to that time, is on the 21st. So mark your calendars 4-7 or the 7th of April, new moon, and the 21st of April is the full moon. Also this month, Nina and I were speaking prior to the show, and I found it, of course, as the music was playing, Mercury retrograde. I know that's something we don't like, but we go through it about three times a year or four times a year. Anyway, mark your calendars because this is important, and Nina and I will have more information on this by the end of the month. But Mercury retrograde is 4/28, April 28th to May 22nd. That's
Ouch.
April 28th. 8th. I know. The May 22nd. Now, the next one after that, just to, you know, if you just want to mark your calendar while you're there, the next one is August 30th, which is my daughter's birthday, to September 22nd. Okay, so.
We're in retrograde for my birthday, too. Now, I don't like
yep.
that.
Yours and Shabby's, yep.
Yeah.
Oh, it's definitely going to be interesting, to say the least. So anyway, hopefully you guys have got those dates down. Like I said, Nina and I will talk about it as we get closer to it. Now, I do want to tell you this. Mark this down, but we will discuss it again. Not discuss it, but talk about it. I won't be available May 1st. Why? Because I'll be in California. My dad's last remaining sister is turning 90, God bless her. And so they're having a big whoop-de-doo, you know, party for her. So anyway, I won't be flying in until the 1st that night. So that's what I'm saying. Now, Nina might have the show. She can hang. You know that. Nina's good, and maybe she might bring Holly and AJ on with her. So I just won't be on, but Miss Nina probably will be. So anyway, just to let you know. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
For May 1st, yeah, I think I'll be able to handle it, Lennis.
Oh, yeah. Please, I ain't even worried about it. But, you know, just to let the give them a little heads up in between now and then. So, okay, well, I guess we're ready for prayers, huh, Nina?
Yes, sure are. Yeah.
Okay. First prayer, I am that I am, and we all are experiencing 100% of our vibration and energy. Remove the wicked, angry, evil, loathing, negativities of all known and unknown entities, spirits, past life spirits, present day spirits, and future life spirits from all dimensions of time and space here and now. Release any and all thought forms, beings, situations, and energies that are no longer of service to our highest good. Infinite Spirit, open the way for huge abundance to come to us now. We are an irresistible magnet for all that belongs to us by divine birthright. We are provided every day with abundance because God, angels, and miracles are our shepherds. We shall not want or need. We are grateful for spiritual, mental, physical knowing from God, angels, miracles, and, of course, ourselves. So be it. This is a prayer for folks that are looking for love in all the right ways, okay? We desire a partner who revels in being partner with us, who sees us as a treasure, who challenges us to be a better woman or man, who stimulates our mind, our bodies, and our souls with his or her character, integrity, honor, sincerity, and above all, his or hers love. We invite a lover who is our intellectual, spiritual, social, cultural, mental, emotional, and sexual equal, who is available to love and be loved. We create this reality with our intentions, with the belief that we are in fact deserving of having a partner with integrity who has dealt with his or her issues and is working on him or herself and sees us as something to be treasured and adored. We draw this person to us by being our most authentic self, by honoring that we are profoundly lovable, by accepting and understanding just how special and unique we are and not settling for someone who is not our equal. We invite real, true, deep, abiding love into all our lives. So be it. And this last prayer, y'all, I'm going to post this on my FB page, The Essence of Success Network. You'll be able to see this prayer, and also I'll put it on my Gail Bocelli page. But do check on the Essence of Success Network Facebook page. The prayer is, Dear Universe, I call upon the energy of abundance to give me a sign within the next 24 hours. So be it, and so it is, I am. Now, I received this prayer from my goddaughter, so I've been just sharing it with everybody because I think it's beautiful. I've never put a prayer in that perspective that says within a certain amount of hours. So I thought, you know, that's pretty good. That works. All you can do is see what's going to happen in abundance, right? Because you're not saying anything particular, but whatever it is, you want it to happen for the good in abundance. So, dear universe, I call upon the energy of abundance to give me a sign within the next 24 hours. So be it, and so it is, I am. Now, just to tweak it, I'll tell you what I did. I also, as I was praying this morning, I call upon the energy of success to give me a sign within the next 24 hours. Or I call upon the energy of love, understanding, to give me a sign within the next 24 hours. So I'm just throwing that out there to y'all. Like I said, I'll have the basic prayer on the Essence of Success Network page on Facebook. But, you know, you can tweak it and add to it what you want. But anyway, something new. You know, I'm always coming up with prayers. I love God, angels, and the miracles. Okay, well, let's get started. And our first call for the day is area code 773. Thank you for joining the show. 773, you're on the air. And who's this?
Hello, my name is Jamel.
Hi, Jamel. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific. Perfect.
That's good.
That's good. Yes, sir.
I love your prayers. I was calling because just want to check and see if I'm on the right path of things this year. I've been filling out a few job applications to see if, you know, my finance is going to improve this year.
Oh, okay. Have you got any hits back on your job? I see something Thursday and Friday is hitting you right now, Jamel.
Not yet. Cause I just been,
okay,
like,
well,
really,
for some reason, as you were talking, those 2 days came up, Thursday and Friday, but I'll still focus, you know, on see what's coming up for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, they're telling me the one that you hear back on Friday is temporary. The one that you hear back on Thursday is part-time.
Okay.
I'm still concentrating, but because those 2 days came up, I had to ask why. Why did you, you know, throw that at him? So, let's say Friday was temporary, Thursday is part-time, so let's see where the permanent position is. That's in a couple of weeks. You have been busy. You've been really filling out a lot of applications. Good for you, Jamel. God bless you for that. Because when you take one, he'll do two.
Right.
Or more. But, yeah, I see you have been busy. I see in 2 weeks a long-term job. Okay, now they're showing me 5 years. Let me see what you're going to be doing. Technology, technical, IT. What are you into, Jamel? Are you into computers?
A little bit. I'm more into photography.
Photography? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, photography can blend with computers. Come on. You know, just like music. I'm a musician, and I play the piano, but I can do stuff through my laptop into my piano. You know what I mean? Like looking at the stuff. So, hey, photography, come on. Maybe that's okay. Yeah. That job Thursday is the photography one that's part-time.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like 4 or 5 hours a day, and it could be magazine. Write this down. It could be magazine, tabloid, periodicals. That's what they're showing. Magazine, magazine tabloids, periodicals. Okay.
Okay.
Now, what's coming up in 2 weeks?
Lennis, if I can interrupt
yes.
for just a minute. I see architecture. So I'm...
That's what it is.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'm seeing you taking photographs of architecture.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, and I see it
yeah.
in... I actually see it in a magazine.
Ah,
oh, wow.
One and one is two. Hello, somebody.
Right.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay.
So that,
okay.
that's seeing for you, Jamel. So hang in there. It's coming.
All
right. Yeah, because
will.
That's... I'm so glad, Nina, you said architecture because I was seeing buildings, I was seeing scenery, and I was like, but it wasn't coming together. But when you said architecture, that was it, right on the hammer. That's it. So,
wow. Okay.
Yeah. So in 2 weeks, so you know what? Since Nina said that, apply at some architectural firms because they do need photographers.
Yeah.
That's a must.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm about
yeah.
to do now.
Yeah, that's a must. I mean, wow, you might end up opening your own company.
Hey,
could
that's
you go
the,
around and
goal.
Do that for Yeah, you know what, because I mean, Nina told you architecture, I see it even further, where you could have your own company, and it'll be like construction, only you would go out, you know, like if there's a new land development, and they're doing the Jamil Estates. Well, you would go out maybe and take pictures of the land, and then as they start construction so that the investors could see how it's developing through your pictures.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
And I see you freelance, Jamel. So, yeah, you're freelancing, and you are kept very, very busy. So get your name out there, honey. You're on your way.
Yes,
right, thank
ma'am.
You.
Yes,
thank
sir. You sure
you.
Are.
Well,
yeah.
Will.
Gosh, thank you for calling. And you know what? When you come famous, send me and Nina a picture of your architect or your freelance.
I definitely will.
Will. Your time is short. You're going to bloom so quick, and it's going to happen quickly. It's going to be like, boom,
oh, okay.
a turnaround. So that could be within 2 weeks, less than a month. But it's like once you get out there, like Nina said, it just starts snowballing. One thing leads to another. You could be working part-time or temporary. All of a sudden, you got a call for this. You got a call for that, Jamil. And you're
right.
like, whoa. Right. Hey, you've been
right.
blessed.
Okay.
You don't even have to worry
wow.
about it no more.
Okay. That sounds good. I can't. Okay, I'm going to definitely call you guys and let you know what happened. Thank you. So
yes,
much.
Yes. Me and Nina appreciate that. Yeah, you'll be calling back to validate us. We know that. But, yeah,
right.
do call back and let us know where you at, brother. Where'd you land? Because I know it's going to be good. There's no doubt about that. So God
Thank
bless
you.
And also let me say right now from me and Nina, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, have a blessed week, and thank you for calling.
I will. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jamil. Okay. Next call is area code 626. You're on the line with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Debbie. How are you? You guys are adorable.
Hi. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Debbie. How you doing, woman?
I'm doing great. You know, you just, of course, you just listened to my vibrations like so high. You two are just as cute as can be. I just adore you. How sweet you are. And
thank
you.
You
know,
Debbie,
yes, darling.
The sweet part, not always.
I'm sorry?
I said we're not always sweet.
Speak for yourself. I taste like candy. Okay, I'm sorry.
You're
silly.
You two are great. And your prayers, they're fantastic. Thank you. So needed, too.
Oh, yeah.
Just raise the vibration.
Only help I know, girlfriend. Only help I know.
You two just
to look up.
Absolutely. Oh, you two are just wonderful. Thank you so much. You know, I'm sitting here going through my mind. I'm on this spiritual journey, and I'm doing my thing. And honestly, I'm going to ask this question. I had someone in my life. He's been in my life a long time as a friend. And, you know, I'm on my spiritual walk and with God and the angels and doing my thing. But as I'm going, you know, it's been one of those complications where this best friend is not currently in my life, and I don't know if he's coming back. I want to, you know, there's a lot of talk about twin flames and loves and things like that, but I don't know if I'm holding on to something I need to let go of because it's a block.
Okay. Just give us a first name. Me and Nina can tell you.
His name is Phil.
Okay, that's all we need. What is wrong with his legs and his feet? Is he diabetic?
No, I don't think so.
Are you sure? Okay.
You know, he's got a lot of weight on him, honey, so that could be.
Okay, Debbie, I'm picking up some health issues with him right now, and he seems to be going on kind of his own spiritual journey as well. Give him a little bit of time. I don't think you should walk away from him. He is a true friend.
Yes.
And I see him helping you, but he needs to help himself first because he does have some medical issues right now.
Yeah, he's a dear friend. Yeah, he's one of those friends you have for 30 years and you decide to date for a couple months, you know. But extraordinary experience with him. He's phenomenal. But, yes, we're both definitely – I know he's on a journey, but the way that life sits, we can't be together. I would agree with the health issues. I will confirm that for both of you. Given the weight that he's got on him and some other things, those are pretty – and some of his lifestyle habits, I think that's pretty confirming on that for sure.
Okay, I do see him trying to clean up these lifestyle habits and pushing himself towards a better path. And I think he wants to do that before you guys get even closer. I that's what I'm seeing. Lennis, are you seeing anything different?
I just see he has a real softness about him. I keep seeing the Pillsbury Doughboy. And you know how the commercial, they push his stomach and he giggles? He's just so cute. That's how I feel that he is. He has a real softness. So he's challenging himself to change, to do better. You know, almost like the softness was a weakness for him. And maybe that's why he had the weight issue. You know, kind of like people took his kindness for weakness. Because
mm-hmm.
he's a nice mm-hmm. guy. I'm picking up that he's really a heck of a nice person. He really is.
Mm-hmm.
But the softness, seeing the Pillsbury Doughboy, is like you're too soft. You need to man up on some things, you know, and become stronger. But, yeah, he is a good person. I'm like Nina. I would never kick him to the curb. You know, whether you're
mm-hmm.
lovers or have that type of relationship, but you'll always be friends. And he is there to help you. But, you know, I feel the same thing, too. He needs to work on some of his issues so that he can be a better man for you or whomever, right? So that's absolutely right.
Yep, and I'm going to confirm the word man up because that's exactly the exact words I said. He needs a man up. Exactly. Those were literally.
Okay, now you know.
Yeah.
I'm Saturday night, Miss Nina Sunday morning, so just to let you know.
You two are great. Thank you. And you absolutely nailed it 100% to the wall with him. You're right. The kindness for weakness and the softness, and, yeah, man up.
Mm-hmm.
And, no,
okay,
I would
Nina.
Never kick him to the curb. Yeah, friends forever. So, but thank you, too. You're awesome. You're beautiful. And God
thank
bless
you.
Well, wait,
you.
I think Nina has something for you. Go ahead, Nina.
Yes, Angel.
Don't give up on him. He's a great friend, and he'll have your back forever. And you know what, Debbie? Thank you so much. You just made my day. I love you.
I love you. Thank
you.
Yay. I love you. You are, you two are beautiful. You know, this spiritual journey is great because I get to meet wonderful human beings like yourselves, and we get to share the light. And thank you for sharing your love and vibrations with all of us in this universe. You're both a very big blessing. I appreciate you, and I'm grateful.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We're just as
thank
grateful
you,
to you too, young lady. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, beautiful.
Both ways.
All right.
Okay.
And have a safe trip on your way out here to California. That's where I'm at. So be safe.
Oh, are you? I'm coming to Long Beach. That's where my aunt lives in Compton. But I'm flying into Long Beach because most of the family is there. But the event is being held in L.A., believe it or not, in Gollywood. So.
Okay. How funny. That is so funny. I just was in Compton today.
Oh, get out of here.
That's hilarious. No, I'm serious.
Lord.
I don't live there, but I was out visiting one of my sweet light worker friends, and we met up, and we got a little bit lost, and, yeah, we wound up in Compton.
Oh,
I lived in Long Beach. I lived in Long Beach for a few years. So you're going to have a great time.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have a beautiful time.
I've been there.
90. That's awesome.
Oh, don't tempt me to leave early.
the weather is good, too. The weather is awesome. You're going to have so much fun, darling.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And thank you again for calling and sharing with us, Debbie. We really appreciate that. And call us back and let us know how things are going. You know, we appreciate
it. I shall. And I have your website up already as well. So thank you, my love.
And thank you for having
welcome.
And thank you for taking my phone call.
And thanks for
being in the chat
room. Thank you for being in the chat room.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry, I cut out just a bit. And thank you, and you're welcome. All right, beautiful lady.
All right. Have a wonderful weekend, lady. Okay, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Ms. Nina Lennis here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. And thank you so much for joining us either around the world, in the chat room, or either on the phone. You know we love you, and we're here to help you any way that we can. All right, next call is area code 727. You're on the line with Nina Lennis. Who's this?
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Perfect. Talk to me, woman.
Yes, I want to know what you see coming in for my finances.
Oh, okay. Are you looking for a job? Are you expecting money? In what
I have
way
a job
so
now.
Okay, so you want to know if you're going to improve, get a promotion, or get another job? What are you looking for?
Anything.
I can't do anything. I got to focus on one thing. So that's why I'm asking, honey. What would you like for me to focus on?
Yeah, do you see things improving more?
At the job where you're at right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Why am I seeing wires? I'm seeing a lot of wires, and they're crisscrossing. Now they're circular, and they're twisted among each other. Now it's a ball. Now it's like a ball of wire. All these different wires are all together, and it's in a ball. Do you work for the telephone company or something, or Comcast? Some wire network?
Yeah. No.
Huh. Oh. Have you thought about applying?
I have not.
Okay, just write that down, Lisa, because I'm seeing that. So maybe improving your finances could be one way is to apply with Comcast or AT&T, one of the networks, or cell phone. If not one of the TV networks, one of the cell phone carriers. Because that's what I'm picking up right now. And T-Mobile is standing out real strong to work for. That's what they're showing me. But also on the other side, I see that you could work for Comcast as a rep. I see you sitting at the counter helping people. So there's two options. When I asked where you're at right now, they showed me other jobs.
Okay.
In that one. Let me ask, Miss Nina, what do you see?
Yeah, I saw wires too, but I saw a lot of computer wires.
Hmm.
Well, Comcast is computers, and then also telephones, because, you know, internet and all that through the phone. So I'm going to say that I'm not seeing anything where you're at right now, but they are showing me two jobs. So like I said, write down Comcast for TV or whoever. I mean, there's Comcast, Amazon, Netflix, several different companies that you can apply for. And then on the other end, apply at all the cell phone companies, Verizon, Sprint, T-Mobile, I don't know who else. There's so many out there, Boost or Cricket, whatever. But I see T-Mobile standing out. So when you apply and put that application in, make sure you put your very best on there, okay? Because it's very possible that either T-Mobile's going to hire you, and it is going to be more money, Lisa, most definitely. Okay, and working for Comcast is definitely more money, too, or Amazon, any of those companies. Anything that's in television, but Comcast was a forerunner.
Okay.
All right. So check that out and see, and let us know, because I think you're going to have good luck there. All right?
Yes,
okay,
thank
Lisa,
you.
Okay, Lisa, thank you for calling. Next caller, area code 856. You're on the line with Miss Nina Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is
Hello,
Laura in New Jersey.
This Hi, Laura or Lauren?
Laura.
Okay. Well, how are you doing today, Miss Laura?
I'm good. How are you two doing?
I'm perfect, and Nina's perfect, too. Oh, what can we help you with today, young lady?
I'd like to know if you see any big changes coming for me at my current job where I'm working. One of my managers is leaving, so I'm wondering if that's going to impact my job.
I'm sorry, one of your managers, what? I'm so sorry.
Leaving. He's moving on. And so they're
putting
the project on hold. So I'm wondering what's going to happen next with my job.
Oh, okay. Fail safe. What's fail safe? Help me, Nina. I keep seeing the word fail safe in front of me. That means she doesn't have to worry.
Yeah, but she should have options just in case. Fail-safe means you should have a backup plan.
Oh,
okay. Well, do you guys see anything else coming up for me with a backup position?
I'm not picking up anything per se about a job directly, Lisa, but I see there's no disruption in pay or you're working. So whatever happens, you'll go from one to another.
A lateral move.
Okay, so I'm not even picking up that it's the same company. But yeah, whatever happens, there'll be no disruption in your pay or your employment.
Okay, that sounds good then. I was
so
concerned.
Laura, get your backup plan together. Get your plan B going, and you'll be fine. In essence.
Yeah, I got to start looking around just in case another job.
Yep.
Yeah, because you'll be okay. Everything will be okay. Everything will work out. You'll be fine.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're most
day.
Welcome. Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful weekend, lady. Okay. Area code 347. You're on the line with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm trying to decide about if I should move back to Atlanta when I graduate from school or if I should stay up here. And I guess will I meet somebody out there or up here?
Okay. Should you return to Atlanta, or where are you at right now?
New York.
What city?
New York?
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, Atlanta got the best macaroni and cheese. I don't even eat that stuff unless I'm down there. Anyway, I'm telling you, I can't stand it. My kids love it. They're grown, but I couldn't stand macaroni and cheese. But when my daughter was down there going to Clark, girl, I went and had some macaroni and cheese in Atlanta, and I said, I done died and went to heaven. We need to get that up north.
Really good food. They got the best food.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I would be big as a house, but all my rooms would be in order. Okay, so anyway, Keisha, from New York to Atlanta, let's see. Oh, honey, yeah. Double doors are opening right in front of my eyes.
Okay.
Two doors just open up wide. So if you went to Atlanta, whatever you're graduating in from school, it's almost like the cliche is the world is your oyster.
Yeah, I'll be
just
a lawyer.
Two doors open wide. So what I would say is prior to graduation, go ahead and get your feelers out, you know, put some applications in, because it's like whatever you want to do, it's there. It's yours.
Yeah, I'll be a lawyer.
Well, listen,
yeah.
It's there.
Yeah.
If you apply with a firm, whoever, in Atlanta, you will get the job. Like I said, two doors open wide. So that's a big opportunity. That's not just, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, you know.
Yeah.
Be one of the lawyers, I'll help you out. No, you can go in and say, look, are we starting at $100,000 a year? Because if we're not, I got to go to the next firm.
Agreed.
That's
yes,
how you're. That's how you
yes,
are rolling.
Yes, that's my minimum.
Keisha.
Yes, that's my minimum.
All right then. That's how you are rolling. You can say that, and you will get that and even more.
Lannis,
you'll get that and even more.
Lannis, I'm just going to interrupt for just a second. Okay. Why am I seeing two faces?
Huh?
I'm seeing two faces.
I don't know. I'm not sure if I want to. I mean, I think I could do it here, too. Like, I think I could have both anywhere.
Lannis, are you picking up anything on this? I'm seeing two faces.
No, all I'm picking up is the door's open and opportunity is big in Atlanta. I'm not seeing
maybe
two faces.
Maybe, is it like, because I have, I was there before, and I kind of, like, ran out of money. And like now that I'm thinking about really going back down there, even though I'm gonna have a career now, I think I have anxiety over what happened before, so I am worried about it.
Well, maybe that's it. But I see like a face on the front and a face on the back. I don't know why.
You're not sure. Well, we know she's not sure.
So what do you have to
do? Is there something you need to face up before you return to the ATL?
No.
Go ahead, Nina.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe she needs to face up to something. I don't know.
I don't know. I think I have anxiety, you know, over what it would be like if I went back.
Well, you know, you're going back on a totally different scenario this time, too, remember?
Yeah.
This ain't like it was before. You're going back to show up and show out.
Okay,
so that's a difference. You know that you know that you know, and you got a piece of paper in your hand. Now what? Huh? Pop your collar.
Yes.
So stop looking behind you and keep looking forward and know that I got this. You know, God didn't bring you this far to let you go, honey. Believe that. He didn't. And you got
you
a great purpose in front of you.
Yeah, so you think it feels better for Atlanta than in New York? Or is the same thing?
Nope. It's better in the ATL.
She mean meeting a man there?
Of course.
Well, you know,
there's a lot of men there. There's a lot of men there.
Yeah, but don't forget, you know, Atlanta's also known for DL, too.
Yes, I know. Yes.
Okay.
No.
But well, there's a lot of professional men down there. Come on. You got men down there that own Sears, Walmart, Target, you know. So, yeah, a lot of professional. But look at you got four prominent colleges are down there, babe. Come on.
No.
Surely you're going to find somebody to meet you, to match you.
Yeah, you're right. I guess all of my stuff from before is popping up, and I think I need to probably, by the time I graduate, I can get, or, you know, go out there, I can get rid of them.
okay, Keisha, we live in the moment, which is perfection.
Right.
The past is gone. Even our first beginning conversation, that's gone. It's in the past.
Right.
Live in the moment. It is perfection.
Okay.
Okay, don't worry about that. Let that go. You're right now. You're doing good, honey. You're doing very good. So just
Thank you.
In yourself. That's all I'm going to tell you. Have faith
all
in
right.
Keisha. You love Keisha. You forgive Keisha. And you thank God for Keisha. Say what? That's what time it is. So go on and do that. And never know. I might be coming through Atlanta and might need your services. Who knows?
Yeah.
I plan to be on a book tour, so shoot.
Mm-hmm. I do too one day. If I definitely go, I'll definitely call you guys back.
Yes, please, and let me and Nina know. And just go ahead and, honey, don't even turn around. Just look forward and keep that positive. Keep that smile and that honor and integrity that you have about yourself. You're going to be fine. Like I said, you didn't come this far to turn around, so don't turn around. What Nina saw changed yet. You looking one way forward because I know that I know I got this.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. I love you.
I love you guys too.
Okay. Next call is area code 937. You're on the line with Miss Nina and Lennox. Who's this?
This is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
Oh, doing real good. I've got a question. I want to know what you see for love for me, but then I've got to tell you something after that, what's going on.
Okay, do you have a particular gentleman in mind that you'd like for us to check out?
Dan.
Okay.
Or if not, anyone coming in.
Are you interested in Dan, or you don't want us to think about him?
Yes, I'm interested, but have been for years.
Okay. So, go ahead, Nina.
Give up on him.
Okay.
He's a friend, nothing more.
Okay.
Who's Jeremy?
Don't know
the name Jeremy or James. Those are two names they're showing me right now. Jeremy and James. They don't mean those two names don't mean anything to you, first or middle name, or even last name, because there's people with last name of James. So
yeah, that's true. My dad's name is James. I did date a James in the past.
It's your dad.
Oh, okay.
So you do know a James, Sandy?
Yeah.
I'm coming through the phone. Because these two names are coming to me right now. It's your dad. Okay, James.
Yes.
Okay. I'll let Nina concentrate on the other. I want to find out why your dad's coming through. It's probably something he wants to tell you. Stop forking over your sleeve. What?
Hmm.
Stop wearing your heart on your sleeve. Oh. Oh,
that's
okay.
That's not true. Yes.
Okay. You'll always be my poppy, my peepop.
He's
giving me some kind of nickname for you. I'm not quite understanding. Peepop, poppy, blimpy. But anyway, he's telling me you'll always be that. Whatever his nickname was for you, he said he'll always be that for you. And he said talk to him. I don't know what's going on, Sandy, but your dad said talk to him. I know he's on the other side because that's why he's coming to me right now. So, but he says talk to him.
Okay.
That's fine. You know, they're a lot more loving and understanding on the other side than they are in this realm. And they have a lot more power in that realm than they do over here. So when we talk to him and,
right.
Yeah, so, but anyway, he's there loving you, honey. He just stepped in and said for you because he's going now. I see him walking away from me. He just wanted to let you know don't wear your heart on your sleeve. Okay, now back to your love life.
I'm seeing two gentlemen, Sandy.
Okay.
Yeah. I see two, but I see also a third coming into the picture as well.
Wow. Oh, my God. Is she popular or what?
Man, I'm getting
I can't
headache.
Get one. She got three. Okay, never mind me.
I'm getting a headache. I'm seeing the first one is nice to go out with, but that's as far as it will go.
Okay.
The second and third, you're going to have to make a decision between the two.
Ooh.
Some reason red, the color red is coming up. Now, I have no idea the color red is coming up, but the color red is definitely coming up.
Fire. Maybe he's an Aries or a Leo or a Sagittarius, a fire sign.
Aries.
Ah, okay.
My birthday's Friday.
Well,
happy birthday, Sandy.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, the first guy, fun to go out with. You'll enjoy yourself. You'll have a choice between the second and third guy. I can't. It's not any clearer than that. I can't tell you which one you're gonna, or which one would be better for you.
Okay.
Yeah, if they come into life, I was going to say, give us a call, and we can give you more information about those fellas. Because I see from June to the end of August, you're busy. You're very busy this summer, socially.
Okay.
And this is socially now.
Wow, okay. Well, see that Dan, we basically went to school together. And then for the past 4 or 5 years, we were real close. And she's right, he did say basically just friends. And I pulled away, completely away, to where, you know, when we go out, I wouldn't even sit by him. And, you know, I'd look up and he'd be looking at me. And then we'd start talking and stuff. And now he's trying to get really, really close. I mean, just staying as close as he can with me, goofing off, trying to have fun, you know, always sit on the conversation, always sitting beside me. You know, anything he can to be right there. And, you know, I thought it was kind of funny that he's saying, you know, only friends. I pull away, and then he comes closer, like running after me.
Don't miss your water till the well runs dry.
Yeah, that's true. So that's why I was thinking whether I should just pull away again and forget about it and realize he's just a friend and keep it that way. Or, I mean, for some reason, I've got something deep in my heart for him, and he's really, really opened up since we've, you know, been close together. He's really opened up because I know he's really been hurt. But, you know, I didn't know whether he's changed any or if he's just, if it's still going to stay the same.
Nina?
I'm still seeing you guys just as friends. I don't.
Okay.
If you pursue it any that, you're going to get hurt.
Okay. That sounds good. I know to stay away.
Yeah, no, I'm.
Yes, ma'am.
He's too wishy-washy. He missed your friendship and everything else. And being friends is not going to hurt anyone as long
right.
as you're at that level. But, he's too wishy-washy. He only missed you because you weren't around at his beck and call. And, that's
okay.
going to go. But you do have these three other fellows coming up. And, you're going to be a very busy woman.
Yeah. Your summer's going to be quite social. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I'll have to call you back and let you know.
Yes,
please do.
So, and you have a fantastic day. Love listening to you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, mm-hmm. And you have a wonderful week, young lady.
You.
Okay. I don't know why these calls got bumped out. Sorry, y'all, but I'm going to go back to where I had it listed because I see they bumped some people down. Area code 518, you're on the line with Linda Sanina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Linda. How are you?
Hi, Linda. Doing fine.
Good,
what can
good,
me and Miss
good.
Nina do for you today, young lady?
I was just wondering if there were any messages or from my mother, and she's trying to get my attention because I see stuff disappearing in the house.
No, that's not your mom. That's a Joker spirit.
Yep.
It's a Joker spirit having fun with you, just trying to make you think you're going crazy, but you're not. You
okay.
you
yeah,
just
no,
tell
right.
that spirit, pray to him, and tell him, put my stuff back. What are you doing?
Okay. Okay. I will. I was like, wait a minute. I know I put that there, and it was like disappeared. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, he's a Joker. He likes having fun with you, even though it drives you nuts because you know you don't know. But he's just a jokester. I would say sage, but I'm going to turn it over to Nina so she can tell you what to put in your place to get rid of him. He'll go.
Okay.
But he doesn't mean any harm now. He's not going to harm you physically.
Right.
Anything like
right.
that. Yeah. Just like somebody in your house playing. What's his,
yeah,
what's his name?
Annoying.
Ashton Kutcher? Like having your own private Ashton Kutcher being pumped. There you
so,
go.
Kaylin,
okay, go ahead, Nina.
Linda, if you want him to go away, all you have to do is ask him to go. If that's not good enough, I would just smudge with some sweet grass.
Sweetgrass. Oh, sweetgrass?
Yeah. And then he'll go. But you know what? Most times with these jokesters, they just want a little bit of attention. They're not there to harm you or anything.
Uh-huh.
So I just say I don't have a problem with them because they mean no harm. They just want a good laugh, and I let them have their good laugh, and I let them stick around.
Okay.
But, you know, it's totally up to you. Like, if you've had enough, tell them, hey, you, I've had enough. Leave me alone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tell them to go.
I did that the other day because I was like, wait a minute now. You're messing with stuff that I'm buying. And you know what I mean? And I need it, and I'm going for it. And I know I put it there. And you know what you do?
Yep. Oh, it'll turn back up. Believe me, anything that you thought that was missing, it'll turn back up when you least expect it.
Okay.
I had one playing with me. I found something in my dryer, and I said, I know I didn't wash this. It was a metal object. I was like, how the world did you get in the dryer? And it was like, oh, okay, you're returning it, huh? Okay, I got you.
Yeah. I was wondering if my mother was trying to give me some, you know, trying to get my attention for something that wasn't paying.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. It ain't all your right. mom, huh? No, she wouldn't be a trickster like that. She'd be more benevolent and loving towards you, you know.
Oh, okay.
So,
right.
No, you'll know. You feel that warmness around you, or your spirit just feels like a mother is there. She is. You know, it's like a comfort. Like they say, God is a comforter. Your mom is a comforter, too, because she's an angel on the other side. But I'm just saying, you'll know when she's around because you'll feel it. And if you question it, just ask, Mommy, is that you? You know,
oh, okay.
And she'll tell you. You know, you'll feel it or hear it through your mind. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, thanks.
And remember, you can talk to her about NFIing. She on the other side. She can't whoop your butt now. So talk to her about it.
Okay, because I was asking her for some help, too, because I thought, you know, I was asking her, I said, you playing, because I didn't know. Now that I know that it's not her, I was like, you playing games with me, moving stuff to get my attention, but you need to kind of focus over here because this is going on and I'm stressed. Can you help me out a little bit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And talk to your mom about that. That's fine. Sure. But that wasn't your mom playing tricks. But, yes, do talk to her about the other elements, you know, what's going on in your life. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks. And
now,
don't
remember what Miss Nina said. Tell them to go away and she said, you know, burn the lemongrass So remember those two things. Sweetgrass.
Sweetgrass. I never heard of that.
Yeah.
I never heard of that.
Like sage.
I will do that. Thank you. I'll go on mute because I want to hear the rest of the show.
Oh, okay, sure. You can stay on. All right.
Right. I'll just do one again. Don't disconnect me. I want to hear the rest.
Oh, okay. No problem. I'll keep you on. Right. And thanks for calling and have a wonderful week.
Thanks.
Keep you on. Okay, now let me go back up. Area code 404. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Tamika.
Hi, Tamika. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, ladies?
We're good.
I'm perfect.
Have a little bit of a cold. I'm sorry about my voice.
Oh, that's okay. What can we help you with, Dara?
Okay, so I have a question. I have a fear of driving, but I'm trying to get my license by the end of the summer. I want to know if that's going to work out for me. If possibly I'm going to get my license and a car by September.
You know what I picked up on you? Go ahead, Nina. Go ahead.
Are you taking any kind of driving lessons?
No, I'm gonna start some. That's what I'm planning on doing.
Okay, start as soon as possible.
Okay. So, do you see me being able to get a car by at least September?
Mm-hmm. You'll get a hoopty. It won't be brand new, but it will be new
to
you.
No, I'm not trying to get anything brand new.
Oh, okay. But no, and when I say a hoopty, I don't mean that as a bad way. I mean it will get you from A to B, and it'll be new.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's new to you. It won't be like a 1990 or 95. It might be a 2001 or 2002. So, I mean, it's a decent car. But let me tell you something about your fear of driving.
Uh-huh.
When you were here last, you turned around and came back into this realm really quick after you died in your past life. And part of that is because in your past life you were in a really bad car accident because you were driving fast. You were a male. You weren't a female in this past life, okay? But you were driving
uh-huh.
really fast because you were depressed and you were being erratic in your behavior. And it ended up that you cost you your own life. So you turned around and came right back in. So now you're here as Tamika, but from your past life you have that residue of this fear of driving because of the accident that you were in your previous life. Are you understanding me? Because I know I'm getting heavy telling you this, but I'm doing it for
a
reason.
Yes, I understand.
Okay. So now your fear of driving, to overcome that, you're going to tell yourself that you're going to be responsible. You're not going to have road rage. You're going to take your time. So
mm-hmm.
as you're learning to drive, don't learn like to drive like, okay, you know, maybe I can speed over around here, speed. No. Continue to be like you driving and you're 80 years old. You know what I'm saying? Like you adhere to the rules. Yeah, I know it sounds funny, but it will help you to overcome this fear. Because if you get out
right.
there and start doing what you did from your past life, you have not learned your lesson. You're going to repeat it again in this life. So that's what I'm telling you. If you have to drive like an 80-year-old woman, okay, so what? You know, the speed limit says 45, you do 45. Everybody else is doing 50, 55 past you. That's okay. You know what? You're safe and you feel good and you're going to get to your destination.
Right.
Okay, so you're going to pass your test and you're going to get your car.
I hope so.
But I just want you to keep... No, you will. You'll get your car in September, but I just want you to know that you can drive and be safe.
Yes, that's my main concern.
Yeah, the past life residual. Yeah.
I feel like I waited so long because, you know, I'm so old.
Of your
like,
fear.
I know, yeah, like because I'm 30 and I'm not driving.
So
how afraid I am. Of
that don't mean nothing. There's people 40 and 50 years old who don't drive. Take a cab everywhere. You know, that's nothing to feel bad about. Girl, don't be letting peer pressure bother you. Listen, as long
it's
as
not
the
a
bus
peer
and Hubert is going,
it's
you all right.
It's a convenience thing. It's more
okay.
of a convenience thing.
Okay, well,
yeah.
That's fine. That's fine, but I don't want you to feel bad because you're just now getting your license. That's okay. You know what? It's because now is the moment of perfection. So when you get your license, that's when you're supposed to get it. Hello? You weren't supposed
right,
to get it before
right.
then. So you're getting it at the right time, and you're going to get your car at the right time. It's all going to work
okay.
out for the best. Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yes. Miss Nina, well, did you have anything to add?
No, I
okay. Well, thank you, lady.
You're most welcome,
thank
Tamika,
you.
And thank you for calling, and wish you the very best, young lady.
You have a blessed day.
You too, honey.
Okay,
next call. Oh, I got to do an announcement here. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and Miss Nina is your moderator. Okay, next call is area code 253. You're on the line with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, how are you guys? Holly from Seattle.
Hi, Holly. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Perfect. We're both doing good.
Do you see a moon for me this year?
What this year? I'm sorry.
Moving
oh,
out
moving.
Of my apartment.
Okay. Okay. I'm seeing in the fall of the year, like September, October, November, within those 3 months.
Oh, okay.
And it looks like you might be sharing it. It might be you and another lady sharing an apartment or a condo. Now they're showing me it could be a two-bedroom condo. So let's just put it that way. It could be a two-bedroom condo or a two-bedroom apartment, but you'll be sharing it, which is good because it helps you both on the rent. You only have to come up with half instead of the full amount. Looks like your rent is about $1,100 a month. So I hope you're writing this down because I'm seeing it. Huh?
Who would I be sharing it with?
I don't know who it is. It's just showing me another female. You and her are sharing this condo together.
Weird.
Yeah. Well, it's beneficial economically for both of you.
Oh. Well, because I'm a apartment
yeah.
manager.
So that's what I'm huh?
But I'm an apartment manager, and I usually get free rent. That's why I'm confused.
But if you're moving, what if you're not apartment manager when you move to and you're actually renting a place
yeah.
with somebody else? Oh, well, okay. Well, I can only tell you what
I
see.
Yeah.
What do you see, Miss Nina?
I've got a black slate in front of me. That's it.
Mm.
Wow.
Well, I see in the fall of the year, like I said, you'll be sharing
yeah.
an apartment.
And
you like living in the North End?
North End. Right now I'm in South Seattle. So I'm
okay.
not sure.
Okay. Well, I'm seeing North End, so just something for you to jot down.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then just real quick, do you see anything happening with a guy named Chuck?
One question.
Oh, sorry.
Well,
okay.
You know what, Nina, because she's our last caller.
Okay.
Do you mind if we
I
go
did.
Ahead and do, yeah, we'll give her, because there's no one else behind her, so we'll give her a little, let her do another question. Okay, so you want to know about Chuck. Okay. Well, Nina, what do we see about Chuck? He keeps abreast of most things. is usually on top of it. I see him wavering. Okay. I want to say he's committed, but he's not committed, but it's not because of the relationship. I'm trying to understand why he has the reluctance there.
Oh, no, I just met him. We're not dating. I'm just seeing.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, maybe that's why he doesn't know you. But he's not very, I don't know, I don't see him as committing. So if you're looking for a long-term relationship, no. If you want to go out with him, get to know him to have as a friend or, you know, just enjoy a cup of coffee with or a movie, go for it. But other than that, no.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling, and have a wonderful weekend, lady.
You too.
All righty. We still have one more. Area code 815, you're on the air with Linus and Nina.
Hi.
Oh, it's Miss Tiffany. How you doing, young lady?
Oh, I guess I'm better now. I had a rough end of the week. I mean, really, 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 really rough.
Well, let me tell you, there's a lot of malevolent planets that are not crisscrossing, but like arguing with their selves up there. So, you know, this is woo-hoo. We've been in some challenging times.
Yeah, isn't there
go ahead.
Maybe I said I was just clumsy.
You were.
What did I miss?
Mercury's in retrograde or anything like that?
No,
oh, Lord, no.
It's not till the end of the month, Tiffany. Whatever is happening, it's because you've had so much on your mind. You just need to slow down a little bit.
Well, after my son's, well, like I said, I lost the classmate earlier this week, just like suddenly. I don't know if he was sick or anything, but he never acted like he was sick. And then my son's 21st birthday, I wake up and I drop my $750 phone in the toilet, no insurance or anything.
Oh,
and,
Tiffany.
And it was working okay for a while because I dried it out, and I'm figuring for this much money, nothing's going to happen to this phone. So throughout the day, it was doing a little weird stuff, but at the end of the day, after I took my son out to dinner and everything, it just died. And I heard that if you leave it on after it's touched water, that's how it short circuits and pretty much dies altogether. So I put it in rice, and that helped a little. A friend of mine told me to add some of those little silica packets that come in your shoebox. Added some of those, and it's doing better. Bit a hole in my jaw at work. And, I mean, my teeth touched a bit so deep into my jaw. I'm like, is this day really happening? I had to park illegally that day at work. I had taken the master key home from work by mistake and had to drive all the way home to go look for it and come all the way back to work, no parking spaces, so I had to park illegally, checking on the car all day. I'm like, it's just too much happening.
Don't focus on it so much. It's a combination of everything playing on your mind right now. It's nothing. There's nothing attacking you. There's no spirits attacking you. Nothing like that. It's just that between your son turning 21 and your friend, your classmate passing away, it's kind of put your mind in a turmoil. And because of that, you're not paying close attention as you should be to details. Like, Tiffany, really, how come you have your phone in the bathroom with you?
And, you know, I said that to myself. I said I have had an expensive, ridiculously expensive, because these phones aren't even worth half of what I paid for them, phone since 2011, and I have never cracked a screen, never scratched it, never dropped it, anything. So I'm checking messages to see who's wished my son a happy birthday and sent me the text instead of him, and I felt myself like fumble, and I screamed. It was like slow motion. The whole time the phone just tumbled out of my hands. I'm just screaming, no, and then splash.
Yeah, well, from now on, don't bring your phone in the bathroom.
Never, ever.
That's the only advice I can give you. There's really nothing else, nothing negative around you or anything like that. It's just because of the circumstances and everything that's happened this week, it's playing on your mind, and you are actually doing it to yourself. So clear it from your mind. Know that you are a good person and that you are loved by me and Venice and a whole bunch of other people. And just put one foot in front of the other and take it a little bit slower for right now.
Speaking of that, well, thank you for that, you and Venice, for supporting me after all of this time. When I was going through these ordeals, I had one person that kept popping up every time I felt like low, because I'm normally a happy person. I wake up just grateful to be alive. But it was something about waking up after all of these strange things that happened to me. I would wake up depressed. And each time I woke up depressed, the same person would contact me. And I think just because somebody was contacting me, it made me feel better.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like to complain, but this is the type of person you can say, hey, I had this type of day, and this happened to me, and this is horrible. And they knew when to offer advice, and they knew when to just sympathize. Like, well, did you try contacting the Apple store? They don't have to know you dropped it in water. You could say it got rained on. And I was like, oh, that's a good idea. So all of this time I'm gathering this information on what to do if the phone did die. The phone was actually healing in the bag of rice. And when I told them the classmate died, all they said was, oh, wow. And for some reason, I just felt comforted that somebody seemed shocked that a person they didn't know that I knew had passed away.
Oh,
so it was like they had all the right answers at the right time. That's why, Nina, I said I thought I was under a spell, because it was like every time I'm in this certain emotional state, somebody else comes along and kind of pulls me out of it. It almost felt like it was on purpose. Like, here, experience these terrible things so you know who your friends are.
Yeah, but that could be just your friend picking up on things. That doesn't necessarily mean you're under a spell.
Yeah.
It happens all the time with my best friend and I, and also with Lennis and I. We are very in tune with each other, and I know when they need to hear from me. So the same thing could be going on here. He just knew you needed a shoulder at that moment.
You said he. How did you know it was a he? Did I give that away?
You know Nina sees everything. Come on.
I tried so hard not to give that away. So hard.
Nice
you know
try.
Nina ain't going to miss much, honey.
Dang.
Laughter's good.
Okay. Yep.
And you know what? I'm going to send you some extra Reiki tonight.
Thank you.
Just to heal the heart a little bit.
Thank you. It's
and
of,
I'll say a prayer, too, for you.
Oh, you know I love them prayers. I found the sheet of prayers that I had gotten from your website last year when I was going through that ordeal. I just found that yesterday. I was like, glory. I need these.
And there's another new one up there now too, the I Am That I Am. You'll see it, hopefully. But let me stop. Let me not say that because I'm doing a new website, so let me stop. But the prayers that everyone is familiar with, plus some new ones, will be on my new website. So but thank
Yay,
you.
Yay, new website.
Oh, this will
Nina,
be the
thank
essence
you for
of
the
success.
Oh, okay. Nina, thank you for the healing, and Linus, thank you for the prayers.
You're welcome,
yes,
Tiffany.
Ma'am.
Love
Always.
You.
Okay.
Love you
more.
Okay, love you. Okay, I think, we might have Nina. Let me check. 323?
Yeah.
Hold on. Area code 323 on the line. Hi. Who's this?
Yvette.
Hi, Yvette. How are you?
Great. Long time no talk.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
What can we help you with?
I wanted to ask a question about a guy. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Of course.
Great. So his name is Ed, and there's some chemistry between us, but I go in and out where I think we have really good chemistry, and then sometimes it's just like, whatever. And I wanted to know what you're picking up, what in general, what his vibe about me or whatever it is.
I'm laughing because what is his full name? Is it Edward?
Yes.
Okay. I'm laughing because the angels are showing me Edwina. I wrote down Edward, but they showed me Edwina. And I'm like, whoa, she's saying a guy?
Okay, go on.
No, I'm just saying that's why I asked, because they were showing me Edwina, so... Okay, Edward. He's got a fixed way of thinking. It's almost contrary at times, but he thinks a certain way, and that's it. He's not a very good listener. Kind of stubborn, matter of fact, but he's the kind of person, my way or the highway, because he wants to be in control. I don't think he's the best mate for you at this time, but that's up to you.
Well, yeah.
I feel this
curious.
Person being contradictory.
Okay.
And controlling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still getting. Is Ed a woman?
Absolutely not. Although I know you're picking
okay.
up, he's very sensitive.
Okay, so his female side is the stronger, the dominant. Okay, that's why.
Yeah.
I'm picking up more female energy off him than I am male energy. Because the angels keep showing me it's Edwina, and I'm going, no, it's Edward. So they're telling me no, which almost thinks,
wow.
Is Edward down low? Is he a little, you said he has a sensitive side. Does he seem sweet at times?
Sweet?
Okay,
weak or sweet?
Let me see. Wait a minute. Let me say this. It'll be PC.
I mean, I wonder if he was gay when I first met him, but
oh,
I got to know
good.
Him.
Good. Thank you for the validation.
To be upfront about it.
Thank you for the validation. But, I'm sorry, angels. You were correct. I knew it was something there. They wouldn't keep telling me that over and over. Friends, I think you guys would be okay, but I wouldn't look to him for no long-term relationship, and I would not have sex with him.
Okay. Because? I'm just curious.
Hopefully he was wearing a helmet when you two did.
I didn't do anything with him.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, trust me.
But if you do, make sure he's wearing something.
Oh, I would, but we'll see if that happens. But I'm just curious.
Okay. Well, now I understand why he's contradictory, because he's not true to himself, who he really is.
Oh,
so he's fighting
within
his own being. But that's okay. He'll come to an understanding about himself.
So you think he's gay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very much so. That's why he's contradictory and he's stubborn and he's controlling, because he doesn't want people to know that aspect of about him. So he's fighting within himself who he really is. He really is a gay man, but he won't come out and say that or do that. For whatever reason, that's his personal business, I don't know. So for all intents and purposes, he's Edward, but I know him as Edwina. So, you know, that's just up to you.
Mm-hmm. Obvious.
You know, you might tell him, you know, to kind of face some of his issues, and he'll feel a lot better about himself and the people that he's around. And he will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, come out the closet, Edward. Be true to yourself. You know, and you live a life of peace and happiness. Because you don't have to fake who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, up to you.
Yeah,
Nina, were you picking up anything?
The same as you were. That's why I'm here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I almost, you know.
Interesting, to say the least.
Is he trusting?
He's a nice man. I mean, nothing has happened, like, you know, but he's flirting with me. And I'm very discerning, and I just kind of, like, I'm not easy like that. It takes a lot to get to, you know.
Do you? Well, good. Well, let me tell you this, too, Yvette. All gay men have one female that they would love to have had sex with.
Mm-hmm.
All lesbians have one guy. Now, they may never do it, but they have one guy that they like, they wish they'd have sex with that particular individual. So, you know, he might have you on a high pedestal, but he's dealing with his own issues. I'm not telling you to have sex, but in a way you could pop your collar that he feels that good about you, that you're one woman that he has an interest in having sex, even though he's gay. You know.
I do know he has a lot of women. I do know that. So
most gay men do. They're not a threat.
Sexual? Well.
No, because they are not a threat. Yeah.
Well, ladies, this was interesting. This is the least.
Call us back and let us know how things turn out.
I will. I will.
All
or
right.
Not.
Yvette, you have a good week. And keep an open mind. And don't be too judging of him. Just be a friend, you know.
Well, I'm not judgmental. Yeah.
With all the foolishness and the laughter we have, for real though, be a friend to him, because it would help
him.
Oh,
yeah, that's my intention. That is my intention,
yeah. Okay, all right, good enough. All right, well, you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for calling, Yvette. And God bless you, honey. Okay, we are at the end of the show. What a good show we had today, Nina.
Woo,
what a good show we had today. Man,
yep.
Just interesting all the way around. I love it, love it, love it, love it.
I want to remind everybody about the full moon. If you have some new intentions or something that you want to change in your life, make sure that your intentions are strong on that day and you put them out there. Write them down, stick them under some crystal, do whatever you need to do, but make sure those intentions are clear. With this new moon, it helps with new intentions. So, yeah, there you go.
Okay. And remember, the new moon's on the 7th. Coming up this week, and your full moon is on the 21st. Okay, Miss Nina, and let's see, what else? Oh, I do want to remind the listening audience and the people in the chat room, on Thursday nights is High School Agenda. It's a teenage show by teenagers for teenagers, and they're just doing an excellent job. If you know of anybody with a teenager, or it might be you that have teenagers at home, have them to tune in Thursday night on blogtalkradio.com/Lennis and pull up High School Agenda. The show comes on at 4 o'clock on the West Coast and 7 p.m. on the East Coast. And I'm telling you how the teenagers call in. They've had some really good shows. I just wish that the news would show more good stories, what our youth are doing today, instead of always showing everything that's bad. Because I think it's more good than bad, but how would you know it when it's one-sided, it's slanted, which you know, hear on the news or in the paper. But there's more good than there's bad youth out there, believe me. Okay, well, we'll wrap this up. Thank you for joining us today. We always have a good time. We sure did today. I thank all the people listening around the world. Also thank all the callers that called in. And, of course, I thank Miss Nina always for being in the chat room. What would I do without her? Miss Nina, you get to say good night.
Good night, everyone. Thank you for being with us. I thank everyone in the chat room and those that called in live. You made a wonderful show this week, and yeah, have a wonderful, wonderful week. Love you all. Love you, Lennis.
Love you too. And remember, if no one's told you that they loved you or love you, me and Nina do all the time, all the time. All right, everybody, have a good week. A good week coming up. God bless you.